There once was a young woman who was struggling with the existence of God. So she decided to go visit a cloistered nun who was well known, for her holiness. So she goes to meet the nun and asks the nun, "Do you believe God exists?" And the nun says, "Yes, I do believe." Then the next question from the young woman is, "Well, what is the evidence of his existence?" The nun replies by saying, "God is present to me every day in my life, and I know and I believe this. I simply believe." But this wasn't good enough for the young woman. She wanted the proof. And her next question was, "How am I to know?" The nun responds by saying, "I know God exists because I feel his love in my heart, and I see God in everyone whom I encounter." The young woman says, "Well, what am I to do to achieve this love?" And her response was, "You are to love generously. You are to go and actively love your neighbors without any, doubts or strings. Just love your neighbor and go beyond and, above and beyond. That is the proof, and this is the test that works. God is simply love, and in turn, God loves you." In essence, the nun was, echoing, what we heard in our second reading today from the first letter of John, where John says, "Let us love one another because God is love. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." Love is a precondition for understanding life as well as understanding God. And sometimes this can be very difficult in the course of our daily lives. Now, I know for myself, where I grew up in a home where there are only two emotions allowed, anger and rage, that, that somewhere along the line, somewhere in the course of my life with my immediate family, God spoke to my heart and said, "Smile for you, Swans. I love you." And it was from there that I moved beyond and was able to meet with teachers, mentors, and friends who showed God's love to me. In essence, how can one ever, feel with one what one has never received? Or how can one give without receiving? The test that does come for us every day is to love unconditionally. And there are the different forms of love. And unfortunately, in the English language, there's only one word for love. And it can mean many things. But in turn, in the Hebrew language and in the Greek language, there are many terms. It is agape, which is the love that God has for us and in turn we have for others. It is unconditional. And then there is the eros, the erotic love that is between a married man and a married woman who are in union with each other. And then there is philia, the love that one has for one's family member. But it is with the agape that we do struggle. Once again, call to love unconditionally, without bounds. Because when we do, get in, what gets in the way is sometimes our feelings, get in the way of showing and expressing this unconditional love. And once again, this is where we do go to God, asking for the grace to show his love to us. And that love is often shown by people coming into our lives to show us the way.